Fed decision looms over economic future. The Federal Reserve is set to make a crucial announcement today that will have far-reaching implications for the U.S. economy. As Chair Jerome Powell prepares to preside over what may be his last meeting, he is expected to signal whether he will remain on the central bank's board of governors after his term ends in May. This decision has significant implications for the Fed's interest rate policies and its ability to control inflation. The market is eagerly awaiting the outcome, with many analysts predicting that Powell will leave his position as chair. However, it remains to be seen whether he will take a more permanent role on the board of governors, which would be an unusual move given the traditional practice of Fed chairs stepping down after their term ends. The Senate Banking Committee is scheduled to vote on the nomination of Kevin Warsh to succeed Powell, with many expecting the nomination to be approved on a party-line vote. This development has raised concerns among Democrats in Congress about Warsh's independence and ability to operate as Fed chair without undue influence from President Trump. Despite these concerns, Warsh's appointment would mark a significant shift towards a more hawkish stance on monetary policy, which could have far-reaching consequences for the economy. The Fed is expected to keep its key interest rate unchanged for a third straight meeting, with most policymakers believing that this level can still cool inflation by slowing borrowing and spending. However, some analysts argue that this approach may not be sufficient to address the growing concerns about inflation and economic growth. The decision on interest rates will have significant implications for businesses and consumers alike, who are eagerly awaiting signs of a slowdown in inflation. The Fed's decision is also closely watched by investors, who are seeking clarity on the central bank's plans for monetary policy. With the U.S. economy showing signs of slowing down, many are expecting the Fed to take more aggressive action to stimulate growth. However, any moves in this direction could have significant unintended consequences, including higher inflation and reduced economic activity. The stakes are high today as Powell prepares to address the media after his meeting with the Fed's policymaking committee. The press conference is expected to provide valuable insights into the central bank's thinking on interest rates and its plans for monetary policy. However, given the uncertainty surrounding Powell's decision, it remains to be seen how much information he will reveal. The outcome of today's Fed meeting has significant implications for the U.S. economy and financial markets. A change in leadership at the Fed could signal a shift towards more aggressive monetary policies, which could have far-reaching consequences for businesses and consumers alike. With Powell's term ending on May 15, many are expecting him to leave his position as chair. However, it remains to be seen whether he will take up a permanent role on the Board of Governors, which would be an unusual move given the traditional practice of Fed chairs stepping down after their term ends. The Senate's confirmation process for Kevin Warsh is also closely watched by analysts and policymakers alike. The nomination has raised concerns about Warsh's independence and ability to operate as Fed chair without undue influence from President Trump. The Fed's decision on interest rates will have significant implications for the U.S. economy, with many expecting a slowdown in inflation. However, any moves in this direction could have significant unintended consequences, including higher inflation and reduced economic activity.